count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent.
This music kind of makes me want to dance or maybe run a little bit.
There you go.
Charlie Apigian joins us here in studio to talk about the Triborough Kids Race Series. And gosh, it's been a busy year already, and you've got one more event, if I understand right, right?
That's right, yes. We've hosted three events this year. We had a run back in June, a duathlon in July, and then our big event is less than 8 days away. And I'll tell you what, I am so excited to be able to see 250 kids come out to the SportsCom facility on the 27th and swim, bike, and run. And it's going to be a great event.
Now, last year, this was the event, if I understand correctly, and you kind of broke it down into kind of a race series this year?
That's right. In the past, you know, we started in 2009 with our triathlon, and SportsCom has been our host for now. This will be our third year. And this year we decided to try the run and the duathlon, knowing they, of course, wouldn't be the same size and the spectacle that the triathlon is, but it gives kids all summer to build up to this one moment. And so we've had such a huge interest in our triathlon, and I think that has a lot to do with those other events.
Now, you had, about 100 kids in the run, yeah. Which was, gosh, that was May?
Is that the end of, oh, no, I'm sorry, June. The beginning of June.
June,
the beginning
yeah.
of June, yeah. Just right after school got out.
And then I guess July was the duathlon.
That's right.
Now it all kind of works up to the triathlon. But do you have certain athletes that will, or certain kids that will say, well, I want to do maybe the duathlon, but not the run and not the triathlon? I mean, are they kind of picking and choosing, or can they participate in all three, or how does that work?
Well, you know, in my house, that's happened. I have four kids, and I've got my oldest son is not doing the triathlon because he's not in particular to swim, but I think the real reason is he wants to help me out this year. And so we're going to have a good time doing that. My daughter didn't want to do one of the events, and we see that. Some kids are not strong swimming, so they're really excited that we added those two new events. Other kids, to be honest, they were just too busy this summer. You know, everybody was on vacations, and so now they're back at school. We know we have them, and so we will get them. But what we did do is we tried to give an incentive, and actually all the kids, we have 25 kids that did all three events this summer, and each of them are getting a full quarter-zip Under Armour pullover. I think the retail value is $60, but Under Armour helped us out with the price on those, of course, and that's our little thank you for doing all three.
Wow, that's pretty nice. Now, you have to introduce who you have here with you today.
Well, I guess I can do that. I've got one of my number one helpers. I've got a lot of great helpers, but mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing better than when your son can help you out as well, who's a fantastic runner over at Central Magnet School and their cross-country team. But on the 27th, he's going to be one of my wonderful volunteers for the day.
So you decided not to do the swim part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah. Tell
me about the other two events then. I want to know how you participated and what you did, and kind of give us a feel of what other kids were participating in.
Well, the run was just, you could either choose a 1.5 mile run or a 3.1 mile run, which is either a 2.5K or a 5K. And you could choose either one of those and just do those.
And you chose?
I chose the 5K.
Okay.
And the duathlon was at the Avenue, and like it was like 7 miles biking and about 3 miles in total running. And so, yeah.
Do you like to bike?
Mm-hmm.
And you like to run?
Yes.
And you're not a fish?
Yes.
So, tell me what you're studying there, by the way.
I'm doing my world geography homework.
Boy.
I hope there's teachers hear that he is doing his homework while being on the radio.
I miss those days, don't you?
Yes.
You miss
those
days?
No, I don't. Are you kidding me?
World geography homework. Well, that's great. And Charlie, I guess you had about 100 in the run back in June, and July had, what, 75?
Yeah, so. And, you know, we had a lot of people that said, you know, they would have loved to do the duathlon. It's just, it was right near July 4th.
Yeah.
So we plan on having these three events again next year, but we're going to change up when they're offered. First of all, we've had a great response about the run from the schools, and I think we're going to do that right at the end of the school year, sometime in late May. So expect a 2.5K and 5K again for kids in late May. And then I think we'll, of course, have our triathlon probably August 26th next year. You can plan on that. Register early because we've already sold out, and you know we want to get our Murfreesboro kids into that. But I think the duathlon, we're going to make that in October. You know, something, you know, you can't swim in October outside maybe, but you can definitely bike and run. And so it's something to do when there's nothing else really to do, I hope.
So 250, you've already sold out. You've already maxed out. 250 is, that's a big, long day. I mean, with everything that's going on, it takes a while, doesn't it?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we are done by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Are you really?
Yeah. I mean, you build up for this. You spend 8 months preparing for this one day, and all of a sudden, you know, the kids are starting to arrive at 6:30. By 7 o'clock, the kids are in the pool. By 9 o'clock, we are completely cleaned up and out of there, and kids are ready to go into the SportsCom pool and have fun for the day. It really is amazing, and that's why we have to cap it, you know, because if you add that many more, it adds the length of it, it hurts the quality, I think 250, which is about 40 more than last year, is probably the max that we can do there.
You've already seen growth then. I mean, the growth has been tremendous.
Yeah, our first year we were 161 was our number. Last year, I think it was a 211. And then this year, we have 250. And I've got five people waiting on a waiting list. And I just feel awful that I can't let them in. And I'm probably going to let them in anyways, but don't tell anybody. Just between you and me.
Well, this is obviously a passion for you.
Absolutely.
And to see the growth. And how many years have you done this?
Well, this is our third year.
Okay. Yeah. So the very first year, did you imagine talking on the radio about the triathlon coming up when you have 250 kids and you're sold out?
I'll tell you what, right before the event especially, I was like, we're never doing this again because of the work. And then I saw the first kid smile when they got over that finish line. And I was like, I hope I can do this forever.
Yeah.
Because it's worth it. Every time we do a clinic, every time we do something and a kid comes up to you and says, thank you. It makes it worth it. What better thing to do than to get our kids physically active?
Mm-hmm. Now, this entire race series would not have been possible. Well, I see you were at SportsCom and at the Gateway Island. You've had a lot of help from, it looks like, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, and I can't say enough of how the city has really embraced these small events. I mean, you know, we're just bringing 250 kids to SportsCom, but they... I think it's such a success because they make it us feel like it is. You know, Nate Williams over at SportsCom, as well as Melinda Tate, Bart Jackson, the whole crew over there in Parks and Rec have just said, Charlie, whatever you need, we'll help you do it. They're going to help us the morning of, bring extra people in. We'll have 12 lifeguards there. And I know that they're going to be there just to see it. And we couldn't ask for any more. And we hope to highlight even more of the Parks and Recs next year with more events, more clinics, more opportunities for kids to run.
We are talking to Charlie Apigian about the Triborough Kids Race Series for the year. Now, things are going to be a little different next year in terms of the order and when they actually occur. So I didn't want to I want to go back over that so people will kind of understand. The race will be the first thing, then the triathlon, then the duathlon.
That's probably right. And, yeah. You know, it makes sense to do run, then a duathlon, then a triathlon. But if you think of the seasons, a duathlon works better in a little bit colder weather. And so I think we'll do a run in May, triathlon in August, and then duathlon, hopefully, in October.
That really gets you out of those busy summer months and into the months where, toward the end of school, so you still have a captive audience. The kids are not out running wild.
That's right. You don't have people on vacations, which we wanted to be on as well. And, yeah, if they're in school, that means they're here, and we can then tap into that.
So how does someone find out more information about how to get involved and how to get on a list to get information about the clinics and about the entire race series and just so they'll be informed and maybe just call and ask you some questions? How do you find out all of that?
Well, the best way is just go to our website, and that's Triborough Kids Try, TryborohKidsTri.org. Or like I tell people, Google Triborough and we'll come right up. And on there, we have videos to help you do things. We have all the dates, including other events on there, just to get kids active. And we keep that pretty updated. Of course, we have a Facebook page and Twitter account as well, which we keep up to date. Actually, I was Twittering on the way here saying, can't wait to get on the radio with Brian today.
Oh, great.
So, you know, we keep people up to date on everything that's going on. And to be honest, if you're in Murfreesboro in the next year, I'm going to do everything possible to come to every one of those kids and get give them opportunities to run, and hopefully I'll be able to do that.
You're really hoping to start a kids' running club too, aren't you?
Absolutely. And again, it goes back to the Parks and Rec really making a commitment for physical activity in Murfreesboro, and they've been real receptive to some of my ideas as well as other people's ideas about using the Greenway more effective for kids events and just getting kids out there and being active, because the number one way that kids want to be active is if other kids are around them. And so we got to create those opportunities.
Well, obviously when you mentioned Melinda Tate with Parks and Recreation, that name kind of rings in your mind about, of course, the middle half,
right,
which is coming up really soon. It sold out. I guess it's October 15th, right?
It is October 15th.
And so the main race has been sold out for a long time, and she's put a lot of hard work into that, and I think really brought maybe a new understanding, or maybe not a new understanding, at least an emphasis on running. And then the Murph's Fun Run really got kids involved, and so it seems like all of these things really go together.
Yeah, and I think the middle half is really what started everything, 5 years ago now, of really getting activity in this area going and people excited about running. And I think that is definitely something that we have piggybacked on, and Melinda Tate has been great for getting adults involved. And I hope, and now realize, Brian, you can still get into the middle half. There's only one condition: you have to be between the ages of 7 and 13, because the Murph's Fun Run will still take you, and I'll be there to be wishing kids on as well. So there's still openings to get into the Fun Run. Of course, the actual race sold out in 11 days.
Yeah. Well, I know that Melinda and all of her great delegation has now tapped you to help with this Fun Run, hasn't she?
Well, yes, she has. and I really appreciate it. Anything I can do to be with the kids and to do what I can to help out. And, you know, the Fun Run helps special kids out as one of the charities for that. And so that's why we got to get kids out there, get them excited about running. It's a perfect time in October. If you're running in the race, have somebody come with your child and run the Murph's Fun Run as well.
Well, I know this when we first started talking about the middle half and having a half marathon in Murfreesboro, what's going to be the reception? And then the first year was great, and now it's kind of grown into, I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger and more widespread every year. That really seems kind of what the Triborough Kids Race Series is starting to grow each year until it gets to the a maturation point, I guess, if you will.
Well, and hey, let's not act like I'm reinventing the wheel here. The truth is, we've looked at that, and
yeah,
we noticed that quality comes first. And if you put a good quality product out there, people will come, and you will sell out. You don't have to go and beg people to be part of your event if you just do a good event. And I hope we're doing that, and that's what we learned from the middle half, and we're going to continue with that triathlon. We're going to have a great time on Saturday. I can't tell you how excited I am to see all those kids out there on the 27th.
So that's a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
On the 27th. Can folks come and watch?
Oh, absolutely. And if you come, you better be ready to volunteer. No, you don't have to, of course. the SportsCom is open, of course, anyways. We never would shut down that facility. But people will be directing you certain places. You should come out. If you have kids, or if you just are somebody that's interested in the community, come out, because we are awarding 60 kids different awards from first, second, third. We have the Spirit Award that's sponsored by Wizard Picks Photography. And then we're also just awarding kids that are doing their first triathlon as well, plus those 25 kids that have done all three events. So it's a celebration of what the kids did this summer in terms of physical activity.
Charlie, it's been great having you here. If you want to find out more about the Triborough Kids Race Series and what are we talking about here, the triathlon, the duathlon, the run, everything involved, go to Triborough Kids Tri, that's T-R-Y, the last try is T-R-I with triathlon, or just do a Google search for Triborough, you'll find it there. Charlie, anything else?
No, I really appreciate everything that you and WGNS has done for us this year. It's obviously helped, and we are looking forward to a fantastic 2012 after Saturday.
Glad to do it. Good luck with the event this week or next weekend, a week from tomorrow. I'm sure it feels like it's...
Oh, trust me. Yeah.
It's busy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And good luck on that world geography over there, too. All right, we're going to end the show here in just a moment. Thanks to Charlie Apigian with the Triborough Kids Race Series for joining us here. Back to wrap things up in just one moment.